You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, welcome back. We're going to continue on with our study on the Sabbath and how Jesus and the religious leaders butted heads over their man-made rules, their additions to how you can keep the Sabbath or how you should keep the Sabbath, and how Jesus rejected that. He rejected the man-made rules, the adding and taking away from the law. He did not reject the Sabbath. He did it perfectly. He didn't violate it. He did it exactly how God said to do it. He healed on the Sabbath. He fellowshipped. He worshiped. He rested. And he was blessed himself by the Sabbath day. So I was talking in the last show about how Jesus was healing people on the Sabbath. The last one was this woman that had the issue of blood for 18 years in Luke 13:16, and how Jesus healed her specifically on the Sabbath and set her free from this bondage. And because of this, it says that the Jews sought the more to kill him because he not only broken the Sabbath, but said that God was his father, making himself equal with God. That's John 5:18. You know, first, we need to understand that Jesus is the one that did the physical creating. It says, let us make man in our image. And in John, it tells us that everything that was done by him and through him. And so he is the creator not only of man, but also of the Sabbath under his Father's direction, of course. He never broke the Sabbath, but only the man-made rules about how you keep the Sabbath. That's what he rejected. You know, look at John 15:10. If Jesus really did break the Sabbath, as some people teach wrongly, then he would have been guilty of sin. He would not have been without sin, and therefore his death for our sins could not be acceptable. So he did it perfectly. He was without sin. Everybody knows that, and the Bible tells us, 1 Peter 2:22, that Jesus had no sin. Now, when Jesus' disciples were picking and nibbling on some grain while walking to the synagogue one Sabbath morning, the Pharisees accused him of doing what was not lawful on the Sabbath day. Matthew 12, verses 1 and 2. But Jesus defended his disciples. First, there's nothing that says you can't eat some grain while you're walking through the field. The law says you can't harvest. That's work. But to just pluck some and eat it, Jesus told the religious leaders that the disciples were guiltless and defined their acts as lawful on the Sabbath day in Matthew 12, verses 7 and 12. That's, in other words, in harmony with the fourth commandment, and rejected their rules. Another time, he says that the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath, Matthew 12, 27 through 28. Here Jesus pointed all the way back to creation and in Genesis 1, 26 and 31. I hope you're enjoying this. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.